Lake Effect continues now on WUWM. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. Claes Oldenburg is an American-Swedish sculptor known for his larger-than-life, even monumental works. Think giant erasers, cherries on spoons, and giant melting ice cream cones.
From 1974 to 1976, Oldenburg worked on a series of pieces he called Soft Screws. Designed by Oldenburg and manufactured by the Gemini GEL Studios in Los Angeles, the soft screws were made of a relatively new material at the time, elastometric urethane. The giant black soft screws started off as a liquid, then were poured into a mold and allowed to harden. Well, now, almost 40 years later, the soft screws are changing.
Contributor Jennifer Field spoke with Maria Dale, who is curator of paintings, sculpture, and decorative arts for the Chazen Museum. Dale says that when Oldenburg made these monumental sculptures, little was known about the new material he used.
Part of the problem is that since they were made over a period of 2 years, they weren't all made from the same batch. The material itself was fairly new, and the use by artists of polyurethane was experimental.
Sculpture in and of itself suggests a permanence, but when you say monumental, this thing that's larger than life, there's this immediate attachment to it in our brains that says, this is going to last forever in this state.
And certainly in museums, that's our job. I mean, the word curator comes from the Latin curare, to take care of. That's my job, is to make sure that works of art last. But the reality is that, in fact, they're constantly changing. Works of art are made of synthetic material, of organic material. Conservation science has actually made enormous strides in the last 20 years, and we know a lot more about synthetic materials like polyurethane, which is a polymer. So the chemistry department here at UW-Madison has been extremely helpful, and they've done FTIR spectrometry. They've done various analytical tests on the black material that is dripping from the sculpture. So we're trying to understand chemically what is going on.
This is a flathead screw in its design, and there's a base that would go into the groove. So at one point, this screw, this soft screw, stood on this base, correct?
Yes, and the base is at an angle. So when the cast polyurethane, the soft screw, the sculpture, is mounted, it assumes a natural curvature. And so thereby playing with the idea of metal screws being rigid, being vertical, and yet this is, in fact, a curve.
But now we see it off the base, and it's sort of reclining. Is that part of the effort in conservation?
Yes. So now we have it mounted horizontally with a slight downward inclination at the end, at the point end, because the reversion or the disintegration, the liquefaction, is happening only at the tip. And so when it is vertical or more upright, what happens is, like anything, like a popsicle, when something starts melting, gravity pulls it down. And what we were advised by various conservators who we consulted is that, in fact, what looked like was happening, that wherever the liquid form of the polyurethane was dripping down onto the existing solid form, it was changing the surface. So we want to prevent further damage along the shaft of the screw and simply encourage the dripping to just simply go off of the sculpture itself.
Maria, is that dark, dusky sort of look part of the change?
In my correspondence with other museums who have one of these edition, in some cases, instead of the essentially liquefaction, the goo oozing down, they are experiencing some kind of whitish, almost powdery substance that is accumulating on the surface. So it's some kind of change on the surface that's happening.
Part of me, and I hate to say it, is kind of delighted that it's happening because it's a living, moving thing and it's changing and it's an opportunity to learn more. Do we have an ideal of the rate? Do we know if this is something that's going to completely take the screw away from us? Do we know what its future looks like? And that's sort of enticing to me.
What I can say is simply what I have observed in the last 3 years since it's been on view here in the object study room is that it is continuing to deteriorate. It's continuing to melt, so to speak. What we've decided is that essentially it is no longer the original work of art that Klaus Oldenburg intended.
So has Oldenburg made a statement about these screws?
Not that I know of, no. Very interestingly, the collector, Alvin Lane, became obviously very concerned when, after he purchased the sculpture in 1992 at a Sotheby's auction, sometime later, he started noticing this sort of melting of the tip, becoming much more viscous and shiny. And he actually tried to investigate whether it could be remolded, if he could basically get his money back. I mean, it became, obviously, as a collector, as someone who was spending a lot of money to buy very good art, he was always very thorough in his research and in maintaining good insurance appraisals. And sadly, he concluded that nothing could be done, so the value of this work really was greatly diminished. But I think it's a good example of what happens to works of art, what happens to materials, what happens when artists are using experimental materials in new ways. So there's a great deal that can be learned, and it's a very useful object for teaching. And it still, in my opinion, maintains a certain aesthetic, you know, integrity despite its physical degradation.
Material culture contributor Jonifer Fields curates the Radio Chipstone series. That project is funded by the Chipstone Foundation, a decorative arts foundation whose mission is preserving and interpreting their collection, as well as stimulating research and education in the decorative arts. This week, Fields spoke with Maria Dale, the curator of paintings, sculpture, and decorative arts for the Chazen Museum in Madison. We'll take one last break, and then we'll have a chat with Wisconsin musician Eric Berry. His band, Trampled by Turtles, plays the Riverside Theater tomorrow night for a great New Year's Eve concert. Lake Effect will be back with that conversation in just a moment.